difference.
It's like he doesn't clench.
Right. Okay, says the Boker Tov, today's daf is daf Tes Zion. On the top of the page, the fourth line. We left yesterday, actually. The fourth line just gives you the abbreviations. Rechov, Teva, Sakim. It's the fifth line. Lami Yosel Rechov. Mishnah said that in the last seven fasts, when you had three, three, and seven, the seven, they go out to the street. Why do they go out? So Rechiyah Bar Abba Lomer is if to say, so Aknu Vetzinah, well, we cried out in a hidden way, in modestly, like indoors, in Spitzina, meaning in the Beit HaKnesses, and that didn't help alone, and we weren't answered. So Nevazatz Menfes, we'll go out in the street and publicly embarrass ourselves. In other words, it's one thing, you daven inside in your own home or your own shul, and you build in a building. We'll go outside now, we have nothing else to lose. That's if to say, we weren't answered, we'll do whatever it takes. Which like Shomer Galinu, we were exiled. In other words, like we were, so to speak, exiled from our shul. We have no place to daven. It's not helping the davening in the shul, so we go outside. Galusenu mechaperes aleinu. Our exile should atone for us. In other words, that should be our kapara. My benai, what's the difference between these two svaras? If you say it's because it didn't help, so we'll go outside and do it publicly, or because it's we're in galus. Ikeh benai, the galus mekishel mekishel. Let's say you didn't, for some reason they couldn't go outdoors. Maybe it was raining. Well, it wasn't raining, otherwise that's where they're davening. But they weren't allowed to go outdoors. Maybe they couldn't publicly hold a procession or a davening outdoors. So they went to another shul. So what is that going to help? If you say the reason is because they're exiled, so they're exiled. If people are not in their own home shul and they had to go to another shul, they might feel in exile. Or they might feel liberated, but it's basically exile, right? They're not. That's exile. But if as far as because we have to embarrass ourselves by doing out in the public, that public street, then they weren't yotzei this aspect of the order of the seven ta'aniyos. So lama motzenas tev. Why do they take the Aron Kodesh outside? They're called to the street. Shalir of the city. Amar Rishon Levi Lomar, as if to say klitzanu hayolanu. We had a hidden vessel, this Aron Kodesh was hidden inside our shul, v'nis baze bavanenu. And it's, so to speak, been embarrassed by having to go out publicly because of our sins. That's what taking the Aron Kodesh out to the street symbolizes. V'loma miskasim v'sakim, why do we cover ourselves with sackcloth? It didn't really say that in the Mishnah. The next few things, right, it said you covered, they put ashes on the head, right? You said that part. Did it say that? This part of the Mishnah says, it says, called al ateva. Didn't say this part. There's a few things that's learned out. Rashi brings down the Mishnah, the Yerushalmi brings down a few added things here that are not included in our Mishnah. I'm assuming this is Rashi. There's some dispute as to Rashi. My son, Chaim Baruch, told me that there's a dispute whether this is Rashi. It makes sense. There's several sources because several places here in Tanis, Rashi is a little bit verbose and he mentions his Rebbe, which Rebbe, he doesn't usually talk that way. This Rebbe also, Tosus doesn't refer much to Rashi. Tosus does a lot of things here, Pirush. In this stuff you see it also, Pirush, like the first two Tosus in here, three Tosus in. First he says Pirush, he explains it as if he didn't have Rashi. So anyway, but Rashi, whatever the Pirush is that we have here in our Gemara in place of Rashi, he says these things are brought down by the Yerushalmi. They put the sackcloth on. Why sackcloth? As if to say, we're like an animal, because sackcloth is made from animal hair, from goat hair. So to say we're like animals, our tefillahs are worthless. We've been humbled by lack of rain, and you shows now that we, you know, we're close to death if we can't, we have no rain, no sustenance, we can't survive. Lomanos nefer mek, well, why do we put ashes made from, you know, something burnt like bone or wood? I'll give you a table on top of the Aron Kodesh. I'm even possibly Lomer. Kolomer is if to say, Imonachav Tzar, if to say Hashem, who's represented by the Aron Kodesh, Imonachav Tzar, Hashem is saying, in your troubles, in your affliction, I will be with you. Imonachav Tzar, Shlak Shomer. Different pasuk, b'chol tzarasim, whenever they're in trouble, lo tzar, it's also tzar for Hashem. When I originally saw, the first time I saw the rabbis, in times of fasting for a drought, put this, put ashes on the Aron Kodesh, Mizdazeli Kol Guf, my whole body shook. How embarrassing it was and how terrible it was that we were, so to speak, have to put the Aron Kodesh in mourning. Why do we put the ashes on the top of each and every person? We said first put it on the Aron Kodesh, then we put it on the head of the Nasi and the Avbezin, and then each person puts it on his own head. Why do we put it on Farhan? Pligibar of Levi, Barham Rav Chanina. To Rav Levi Rechama and Rav Chanina, remember that they're the Bar Plut over here, because we're going to bring down another machlokas that has nothing to do with our topic, simply because these are the same sheet, it's the same disputants. As if to say, one says the reason is we put ashes on our heads, as if to say, we are but ashes, right? The famous line, we are but dust and ashes, offer of Afer. So we are like ashes. Remember the Afer of Yitzchak. Now, Yitzchak wasn't really burned on the Akedah, but it was considered as if he was burnt on the Akedah. And when a person burns, when bones burn or wood burns, it turns to ashes as opposed to offer. As we said yesterday, the words afar and afar are interchangeable. In this week's parsha, in Chukas, we're going to see, it says, "Malakol me'afar sreifasatz." You'll take from the dirt of the sreifa of the chatzos. What do you mean the dirt? It's ashes, it's not dirt. Dirt is dirt, ashes is ashes. But the Torah interchanges afar and afar very often. But by Mishnah saying afar mikla, we want real ashes of something burnt. This reminds us of, that we should remind that, you know, we always try to remind Hashem of Yitzhak Avinu. He was willing to burn himself at the stake for Kavod Shemayim. So that's Yitzhak Avinu. We should remember, Hashem should remember, Yitzhak Avinu will be remembered to us, on behalf of us, Efer Oshel Yitzhak. That's why we use Efer. So we use Efer, one reason is because we are like Efer, we're nothing. We are considered that, we should remember that we are like Chashav, like nothing, we're like ashes. And another one should remember Yitzchak, Ma ben Eikim ben Ayu, Ofer. Rashi doesn't have the Girsa Stam. Some Rishonim do, Rashi takes it out. Because remember Ofer, let's say you had Ofer. In other words, if you you don't have Afri, but you could say you don't have some ashes, you don't really need to burn with, but you could take dirt. Okay, so if the reason is to symbolize we are before you, God, like dust and ashes, so this is also dust, that's also good enough. If the reason is to remind us of Yitzchak, that doesn't do it. Yitzchak wasn't dirt, he would have been ashes. Let me ask the basic question, why did they go to basic question? This is also not mentioned in our mission, but it's brought down in Yerushalmi, Raikan Rashi brings down, they also used to go out to basic forest. And Tosis brings down, I think it's Tosis, that Bisman Azeh in his time, they would go to the basic forest on Tisha B'Av. You ever hear of a minhag like that, Moshe?
Yeah.
They went to the basic forest on Tisha B'Av? Osim
etzeh
ayom? Ah, you see? You see,
that's Tosis.
Right, you know what Tosis says? He did it. I never heard of that. You see, there was such a minhag, you see, that is still there. We never saw it, but you see, various kehilos still had that minhag. Okay, this is also Rav Levi Chama Rav Chanina, but this is still the topic. Why did they go to the basic forest when they were fasting for a drought on a rain fast? To show that we're like dead people. In other words, like God, we're nothing. You can kill us in 1 second if you don't bring us any more rain. So that the Mesim should ask Rachamim. Now, we'll talk about that in a second, but my Binayik Binayu, Kivriyakum. Let's say there is no Jewish cemetery there, but there's a Goyish cemetery. So if it's to say we are like dead people, so we're also like dead people. But if it's the Shimimvakish Rachamim, the Akum, it can't be Mvakish Rachamim for us. So that would be an afkmina. As if you only have a goyish cemetery, would you go there or not? If the reason is because Haran Echashuv can make a mason, so you can go there too.
We don't ask.
Oh, very good. So the Gemara in Sota brings down. So it's how do you understand it? Correct. So how do you understand? Because otherwise that's called Doresh Elamaitim, right? Doresh Elamaitim. You're not supposed to speak to the dead, right? So some say. So that's a good point. And therefore, what the Gemara in Sota, which talks about that, he also for the Kivei Agur also brings down Ayin Sota, Gemara in Sota, Laf Dav Dal, that we're not Dorish Ola Basim. So what it means over here is we go to the basic forest, not that we ask them, but you know, it's like the people, like we have the Gemara's about in the basic forest, the spirits are running around in the fascists and they look in and they see things. We go to the basic forest, what's this all tumult? So they see we're in bad shape, you know, we're blackened and we're fasting and we're in a drought. So that our appearance there will be ma'orah the mason to be mispafa, not that we're dorish them. Others learn otherwise. In other words, it's a very, I would call it Kabbalistic or very Hasidish today, that people go to the basic forest and the Beitos Alas, you know, the Beitos Alas. What do you mean Beitos? There are the real Yekis. There are very people who are very, let's say, Litvish or very Yeki, who never go to a basic forest. I know very many people.
Wine.
They don't go.
Wine.
Well, he goes for his, no, for his wife's yard. Yeah. So yeah,
right.
But in general, they don't go.
But
there are people who don't even go to a basic forest. There are people who haven't been for years and years and years. Rabbanim, they don't go to basic forest. They don't go for Aliyah Kever. They don't believe in that stuff. They don't. And there are others who go, but they're very careful. Very careful. But they're very careful not to. You don't speak to the dead. You don't speak to the dead and say, "Oh yeah, I need this. I need this."
But everybody does, right?
Right. So as I say, that's the two different thoughts. If you look at basically based on the texts that we have, more in Sotan, otherwise, it's also to do that.
Right.
You know, it's the Rosh Hashanah. You don't speak to the dead. What you do is what do you do when you go? This case was, you know, either by going there, they're Ma'or the Mason, or you go there and you daven to Hashem that in the schus of the Mason, they should be Mizakvi. In other words, the schus of this of us, the schus of this, today's the art site, and the schus of the Neshama, that you should, or it's even more proper to be Mispal for the Neshama. That's what you're really supposed to do. Then on this day, you say, the Neshama should have an Aliyah. What does that mean? You're Mispal that the Neshama on this day should have more Schuyo. So you're really supposed to go to Mispal for the mess, not for you. But at least it's not improper to go and be mispal to Rabban Shalom in the schus of the mess. You should have things. But to speak literally like you're speaking to the dead, like that's technically that's the Rosh Hashanah Mason. So they're very very mock. But among the Hasidish and among the Kabbalistic train of thought, people do that anyway.
But they're doing it now. Even the Litvish are doing it.
Yeah.
In Eretz Yisrael. Right,
they do.
The,
yeah,
that's what they do.
No, they go, I don't know what they do, but you know, just going to the basic forest does not mean that they're Dorosh Hashanah.
Right.
It depends what they're going. Again, their kavanas can either be to mispal for the mess, or to mispal in the schus of the mess, or mispal to the Rabban Shalom. It all depends how you do it. But there are people who are so makbid not to even become close to the Dorosh Hashanah. They don't even go to the basic forest b'chlal. Don't we all speak to the dead? I mean, every day we speak to Davra Leitz and Balavanim, like, you know. What does it help?
We're speaking. The same outcomes we have by the Sminkos. There's those paragraphs at the end about the Moloch is the agent in between or something.
Yeah.
And there are those guys that skip those parts in the
Sminkos. Really?
At the end of Sminkos.
Which part do you think?
At the end,
Machnise Rachman.
You can skip that because
it's like Dorosh Hashanah Mason.
You don't ask an intermediary.
Even spiritual.
Right. So that's like, you know, that's like going to the Rebbe's. I mean, you know, like, you know, you have to realize that where it's coming from. Okay, so that's always the two trains of thought. You know, but based on the text, that those things are also, and yet people do that.
Here in Eretz Yisrael, it's not such a problem though, because a lot of the foreign people go to, there's no one there.
Yeah,
right, and that's the fact. They're not real quorum, so you're okay. There you go.
On Chicago, they come out to vote.
Right. All right. So, Now, this last thing that we're going to say now is not really related at all to our topic of the day, but it's the same rabbis. It's the same disputants. Reb Levi Racham and Reb Chanina. My Har HaMoria. So again, here Rashi, Parshat Pshat, Har Moria is Har Moria, Har, you know, Har Abayis. So my Har HaMoria, and with Rashi, he brings down the pasuk. Where does it say? It says, you know, Eretz HaMoria. Rashi says, right? So what's the lashon? Eretz HaMoria. My Har HaMoria. Avram called Moshe Mokom again a Har Yeroeh. Hashem called it Har. Moshe called it. Avram called it Har Yeroeh. And then it says in Bereshis, El Eretz HaMoria. What's Har HaMoria? Why is it called Moria? And as we're asking, according to this, we know where Har Moria is, right? It's Har Abayis. But why is it called Moria? Chad Omer Har Shias Menorah Yisrael. Because that's where Lishlis HaGaza sits, the Sanhedrin. Lishlis HaGaza, the Sanhedrin sits in Lishlis HaGaza. And that's where the Mora HaRa, they pass from the Shilas for Yisrael. Chad Omer Har Shias Menorah Mora Levdek HaChavim. When we had the base of Migdash, so fear went out among the Goyim, right? That... shock and awe. They're afraid. That's the push. Then he says Rashi brings down another lesson that he heard is Har Maria really first to Har Sinai. and it's called Amri Har Sinai. It's more of the Kav Matan Torah. They were afraid. Eretz Yarav Shakata. They were afraid. They, you know, they, when the Torah was given, they were all afraid. And certainly, it makes sense that the whole Rol went to Israel there because that's where the Torah came from. So that's an interesting thing. You normally you don't say Har Maria, it's Har Abayas. Here is another pshat that Har Maria could also mean Har Sinai. So he said the elder among them, after they put the Ephraim Miklon, gives them words of admonition, gives them a turn about him. If there's a Zakin, an elder there, Omer Zakin, the Zakin should give the words of Tochacha. V'imlav, if not, you should be a Shviach Omer Chacham. V'imlav, if there's no Chacham, Omer Adam Shel Tzur. You have at least a distinguished looking, a good looking man that people are going to, a person's going to command respect and people will look at him. So Adam Shel Tzur. V'imlav, Atu Zakin, the Kamre, Afagat, the Lav Chacham. What do you mean? Your first choice is a Zakin, an old man, even though he's not a Chacham. You said, if there's a Zakin, you have an old man, that's good. If not, you get a Chacham. It sounds like the Zakein is preferable over a wise man, a Talmud Chacham. This is number five. This is what it means. If there's a Zakein who's also a Chacham, then I'm a Zakein Chacham. It's preferable to have an elder who's also a Talmud Chacham. If there's no elder who's a Talmud Chacham, right, then you take a Chacham, right? If you're Chacham, I'm a Zakein Chacham. In Lav, I'm a Chacham. Then you just take a Chacham, even a younger scholar. If there's no scholar at all, then Omer Adam Shel Tzur. At least they have a distinguished person. What do they say? He says, Achenu, this was quoted in the Mishnah, Achenu, our brothers, Lo Sak V'Tanis Gomer, we're not, the sackcloth and fasting is not going to be Goreim that Hashem will listen to us, Ela Tshuva Masim Tovim. In other words, it's not words, it's deeds. And by deeds, we don't simply just mean fasting. If the Tshuva Masim Tovim, good deeds. It doesn't say that Hashem saw their sackcloth and their fasting. He saw their deeds. They had reverted from their evil ways. What does that mean? They covered themselves. The Pasuk says in Yonah, they covered themselves and their animals with sackcloth. What do you mean? They covered the animals with sackcloth? What does that mean? What did they do? They took the animals and they separated them from their youngins, from their vlados who were nursing. If you're not going to have rachmanas on us, we're not going to rachman on these little baby animals who can't eat. So we're at tsar over here. If you want us to have rachmanas on these, you should have rachmanas on us. A very difficult lashon here. How did they do that? How do you, the next Gemara is going to say that they did it for Tokif. But this was like, well, they didn't torture them, then maybe they weren't starving, but, you know, as if to say it's a symbol, like, you know, these youngins need their parents, right? The babies need the parents, and we need you. And they called God with might. In other words, if they went for Tokif, might, what did they say? I'm in front of Baruch Shalom. Alu v'sheinulav, a person who's unfortunate. And the person who's not unfortunate, and Bach brings out another one, or Yochel Beni, Vesheni Yochel, the person who's able, not able, or Tzadik Varosha, that fits in better. Tzadik Varosha goes with the person who's unfortunate and the person who's not unfortunate, the Tzadik who's downtrodden, and the Rosha who's big and tough, who yields before the other one. It's always the weak person who yields before the other one. We're weak, we're yielding in front of you, we have no option. You have to help us because we can't beat you, we can't make you do anything for us, just like the olive can't fight against the shein olive. Vayashuvu ish midarko, vi yashuvu ish midarko, and each person should return from his midarko, or from his evil ways, menachamas asher bekaveim, and from the robbery that's in his hands. Mayim menachamas asher bekaveim, amar Shmuel, afilu gazel marash. You know, we have a takanas hashavim we've learned in the Zikin, we have many times a takanas hashavim, that if a person stole a beam, and he used that beam as the central supporting beam in his house, and he built a whole house around it, and now he wants to do tshuva. If he has to return the beam, he loses his whole house. So he doesn't have to do it, because the Hashem, he can just give the value. But here he says, Menachem Shal B'yadayim, they return. If it was in their hands, they gave it back. Amar Shmuel, Afilu Gazel Marash, even he stole a big beam. Ubanu B'bir, and he built it into his palace, into his house, and that's the supporting beam for the whole place. Makakeh Kol B'bir Akuli, he raises the whole thing, the whole house. Umachsa Marash, when he gives back the beam. That's what he meant by that's the way to do tshuva, because these guys were so bad. In other words, bismanas, if a guy does that and he wants to do tshuva, okay, we give it. The rabbi said you don't have to go that far because otherwise nobody will do tshuva. But technically, the proper thing to do would have been to give it back. Omer Bana Barava, Adam Sheish B'Yoda Avera, a person who's a sinner, umisvada, and he confesses, He confesses, but he still does the same thing. He confesses, like, you know, achay, I'm sorry, I did this. But he continues to do the same aveira. What does that comfort? The ma'adam, what's the comfort? The adam shetov v'sheretz biyado, person who is what we call tovo v'sheretz biyado. He's holding sheretz in his hands, and he goes to the mikvah. Shafilu tovo chol memesol shavon. Even if he immerses himself in every body of water in the world, the also let's feel it doesn't count for him. It doesn't count because it's tovo v'sheretz biyado. He's standing with a tum in his hand. Zarkamir, if he threw away the sheretz, kibbutz shetov v'abram saw. As soon as he went into one simple mikvah, 40 saw, miyad also a tefillah, the tefillah helps, and he's been purified. Shenemar, umoda v'ozei v'ruchim, the person who confesses, and he leaves the sin, you got that thing, then he will be comforted, he will be, mercy will be held for him. He'll be pitied.
This is the Rambam's definition of tshuva.
Yeah,
that's exactly
what it is. Yeah. He got it from the Gemara, right? Vomer nisilvein el kapayim el keil bashamayim. And it's because nisilvein el kapayim, Rashi says that it means is we should pick our hearts up with our hands. In other words, our hands are the ones who do the averis. Im kapayim tzarch lisa alev l'shamayim kolam shiachshim kukula. With your hands, you got to do tshuva, not just the heart. You got to stop doing the bad thing with your hands. Om tefilah maridim l'fnei ha'tevis. So then they started to daven. Shmoneh Esrei we described yesterday, the 24. Paragraph Shemesh instead of the usual 18. And Irving said, when did they say Shemesh? Apparently it was a mincha time, because also they didn't have tefillin then, right? But in those days they weren't tefillin all day. So apparently when they put the ashes on their head, they didn't have tefillin then. Amdu b'tefila, so they, and then Moridin, again, the, you know, in those days the chazan always went down, Makom Kursa, the place where the chazan daven was always below, a little bit below the regular floor, because to fulfill the words Shir Malz Mimak Makim Kursi Hashem. So he says he yardu lefnei tefila lefnei tev. He went down to Tev to daven. Who daven the zaka? Turn up on him. Om the tefila. They started to daven. Appreciation some zaka. Even though there's an elder and a chacham, even if it's the same guy, ain rid of funav tev el adamag. In other words, you don't necessarily take the rabbi to daven for the omen because he's the rabbi. You take a person who knows how to daven. He knows the tefila shagur b'fiv. He doesn't fahak himself in the middle. He can't say the words. Rabbi Yudomer Metupo, a person who has tfeilim, a person who has children, the ainlo, and he doesn't have anything. Metupo the ainlo, we'll see what that means. He's poor. Vieshlo Yigia Basad, he's got to work out in the fields. When he works out in the fields, then he knows if there's no rain, he's out of work. Ubeso Rekam, his house is empty. We'll see what that means. Isn't that a repetition of what we just said, ainlo? Upirko Noah, he's pleasant. We'll see what that means. The shuffle berach means he's modest. Umrutzalam, people like him. That's very important. We have a chazan, especially on times like this, you are Rosh Yom Kippur or a Tanis, you have to have a person who is acceptable to the people. V'yeshlo ne'ima, and he knows how to sing. V'kolorav, he's got a sweet voice too. He knows the tunes, and he's got a sweet voice. U'baki l'kris b'tar, he's a well-versed in Torah and v'im k'suvim. U'lishanas, he knows how to learn b'midrash, he knows how to learn b'midrash, and alachas v'agadas. He knows all the brachas. A person is what would they call a reverend. You know, he's a person who knows how to sing and he knows the words and he knows what he's talking about. He's also a Talmud Chacham. That's a person. The rabbi said, you know, who's a good example there? Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ami, who had such a voice. They didn't just pick the biggest Talmud Chacham or the Nasi or something like that because that guy doesn't know how to daven. You need a guy who knows the words, he's familiar with the words. He could have a big, great Talmud Chacham, but he can't say the words properly and he certainly can't sing, etc. So you need a person like that. This is more hainu mutupo ba'inlo, hainu beisrek. A person has children and no food, that's the same as an empty house. Why isn't it repetitious? Amrav chista zehu shebeiso rekam menaver. It means rekam, beiso rekam means that he's empty of sin. Menaver, that doesn't mean literally empty. Empty, the first one is mutupo ba'inlo, means he's got kids and he's got nothing to feed them with. Beiso rekam means he's empty of sin. That's a person who is a fine, righteous person should be your chazm. Pardon? You're taking it too little. Right. Upirko Noah, Amrabaya. What does that mean? Zeshalo Yotzlo Shem Rabbi Eldu. So Pirko Noah, what does that mean? His parak is Noah, meaning when he was young, like in a prokem, when he was young, it was also pleasant. He didn't sin. Shalo Yotzlo Shem Rabbi Eldu. So even when he was a kid, he had a good reputation as a fine young man. Haisel the pasuk is haisel nichlasi my inheritance because ka'ariyah biara like a lion in the forest nosnai b'kola raised up its voice against me al kain sanasi and because of that I hated her. Now what does that mean? My nusal ibekola amrav mezutra bartuvia amrav bamila amrav chama amrav lezer zeshliach tzibur, and the gear says Shane Hogan. If you send up or send down a shliach tzibur to David who is improper, notice he doesn't have all these character, these fine characteristics that we mentioned before. Rather, he's a bad guy. Hayorlef says Shane Hogan. Hayorlef neyateva. Then Hashem doesn't like his tefillah. That's bad business. Rashi says Russia. He sends Russia. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Soni also hates him. Yosem Mikulin, but who knows him? Mikol Lefanav. This guy, this Russia gets up to David in front of me. Hashem is not happy with that. But Omer Lefnei Mesem Rabbi Baruch Hu Shmon Esrei Shemachoyam Mos Blain Oches. And he has on
just
six more.
Just talking about fast day. The rest of the year you
cancel. Omer Lefnei Mesem Rabbi Baruch Hu. So he said 24 Baruchus, like 18, and they add on the six. Now the Mishnah said he had on six, right? But then if you counted them, when he starts listing them, there's really seven. In fact, he says, on the last one, at the bottom of Tezvah Manalf, it says, Hashvi is by the seventh one. So how are you talking about seven? Gemara says, Hani Sheish, Sheva Vayim. What are you talking about? Six extra ones, there's seven. You get a Tanan al Hashvi is, it's the end of the Tezvah Manalf. It says, on the seventh one, he ends off with Baruch Mahar. So you see that there's seven additional ones, apparently. Of Nachman Yitzchak, my Shvi is Shvi is La Rucha. Meaning, it's the seventh one that's been lengthened, as we explained already. The brachas are added between Goa Yisrael and Rafa'enu. These extra six, but the bracha of Goy Yisrael is already lengthened with the words of Misha Ana, right? Misha Ana of Avraham Maria will answer us, and you add on, and then you end up with Goy Yisrael. Now that bracha on the fast day is lengthened from its normal length that we use all year round. So that's what it means. It's like my Shvi Shvi is Laruch. It's the seventh one that's been lengthened. It's the sixth one that's been added. Because there's only six additional ones, but someone that's been lengthened. Kedatanya, Begol Yisrael, and Goy Yisrael, Marich, you lengthen it, as we explained. Uvachosman, at the end, Uomer, Misha, Anas, Avram, Avinu, Bar, Maria, how do you like it? You say, Huyan, Eschem, the one who answered Avram, Avinu, that's the Goy Yisrael. Huyan, Eschem, Yishma, Bekotz, Avram, Ayom, Azeb, Baruch, Goy Yisrael. That's it. Beino, Nachrov, Amen. Again, in the regular base of Knesset throughout the populations of Israel, not in the base of Misha, answer Amen. The Chazan of Knesset Omer Lahem, then the Chazan, that means the Shamas, says, Tiku ben Aaron Tiku, blow the shofar. Okay, the Gra takes out the next verse, V'choz of Omer. Because V'choz of Omer, as we'll see in the base of Mikdash, this Shamas then repeated Misha'ana. After the Sheikh Tzibur said Misha'ana, and they answered after, and he said, Baruch HaTo Hashem, whatever they answer, we'll see in the base of Mikdash, they didn't answer Amen. But after that whole thing, the Shamas repeated. Here he takes that out. Misha'ana Sabosenu, now this is the second bracha. The second, which is the first of the first, second one that's lengthened, the first of the additional six, Misha Saravaseno, which is according to the Tanakam is a Chronos. Misha Saravaseno al Yamsuf, Hu Yana Eschem, Bishman because Eschem Ayamazel, Baruch Zochen Shkachos. That's the bracha ending off the Zichrono. The Heinor Nachra Amen, and the Tzibra answer Amen. The Chazan Kesses Omer Lam, he says, blow the shofar, Hariu, not Tiku. You see, they start off Tiku Ben Aaron. First thing he says, by the first bracha, he says, make a Tekia. By the second one, he says, make a trua, and so on and so forth. So in other words, the Chazan is doing that seven times, even though six original brachas, but the first one was lengthened, says tkiya, trua, tkiya, trua, etc. It ends off with them, it's seven, so it'll end up with a tkiya. Omer hariyu ben Aaron, hariyu. V'chein v'chol bracha bracha, right? And each time, bracha b'achas omer tiku, b'achas omer hariyu. So they rotate tkiya, trua, tkiya, trua, tkiya, trua, tkiya. That's how you have for all seven, including Goy Yisrael, which was lengthened. Medvar morim b'gvum. Now the Gemara says this Medvar Murim. The Gemara later on this daf is going to bring down several brises which more or less say the same thing. But here the Gemara brings out from the Gemara, not from a brise. Medvar Murim Bigvulim. That's throughout the congregations of Israel. Or as somebody said that, did they do this really? This was really mostly in Israel because by the fine time they found out in Babel or wherever they lived about a drought, it would be way too late. So it's mostly in Israel. But it means throughout Israel, not in the base measures.
I don't know if historically this was ever done not on a drought.
Not on a drought, like on a calamity.
The course of some,
well, the Gemara brings down that they did. We're going to talk about later on that they did that. In other words, the blowing of the shofar and these other stringencies when it was a calamity that was other than a drought, they did it right away. They did the blow of the shofar. So whether Maisa Shehoya, when it happened in history, that I don't know, but it's brought down that in other calamities it was worse than this. And as here, you had the first three minor. Right. Not everybody did. The second three, intermediate, not so big. You still didn't blow the shofar and go out into the street, etc. But by other calamities, so they had an immediate solution, they did that right away. Medvar morim b'gvul, ha-mikdash ain okein. They didn't answer amen in the base. Lefisha ain't onen amen b'mikdash. You don't say amen in the mikdash. And there's a lot of reasons brought down. The Gemara is going to say, mina, how do we know not? But what's the svara? The svara could be that amen is a combination of adnus and Hashem. In other words, the yudke vavke and the aleph is indicating adnus. And in the base of mikdash, it was only where they said Hashem's name, and they said it literally. The yudke vavke, they pronounced the whole. The 42 letters, there the adnos wasn't used, so the amen wasn't proper in the base of mikdash. How do they know? The mikdash in Emirat says, "Kumu barchu es Hashem elokechem." Get up and bless in the base of mikdash. Get up and bless Hashem, your God, and olam bat olam, from one end of the world to the other. Vivarchu shem kvodecha, and they should say, "Blessed be the name of your honor," which in our language is Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam. You see that in the words Vivarchu Shem Kavodecha. They should say, "Blessed be Hashem's name who's honored." Vivarchu Shem Kavodecha. Umaroma, and he's exalted. Al kol bracha til, on top of every bracha and praise. Yachal kol brachas kulon lo te'ala tilachas. I might think that the special tehillah that they said in each brachas in the base of Mikdash was only one. It says because it's merachem al kol bracha, on all the brachas they should say one til. Tamalom umaroma al kol bracha til, al kol bracha tilah. Al kol bracha on each of the seven brachas, tein lo til, you say a tehillah of Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael and Baruch Hashem Kavod Malchus Olam on each and every one. On everyone. So if everyone, not only the six or the seven over here, it could be all the brachas in the base mikdash. They never answered amen. Every bracha was this way, was answered with Baruch Hashem Kavod Malchus Olam. Make this ma'am omer. So how did they do that in the base mikdash? They didn't say it. So he'd say, Baruch Hashem Elokim. And as the one who made the bracha, the Shlich Tzibur would say, Baruch Hashem, takes out Elokim. Elokei Yisrael min olam baral olam. Right, that would be like the Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. It's a Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Menon Ba'al HaOlam. And then he would end off with Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael. V'heinu Na'achur, what was the answer? Not Amen, but Baruch Hashem Kosel Ved. V'chazan HaKnesses Omer Lehem, then the Chazan HaKnesses, the Shamas, would say, Tiku HaKonu Ben Aaron, Tiku, blow the shofar. Right. V'chozer V'omer. And then the Shamas would say it again. You see? The Shamas would say it again. Before, in the Gvulin didn't do it, but here in the base Mish, he would repeat the same thing. He would say, Misha Anas Avram Avinu Bahara Maria, which is the first of the Misha An Avrinu, the one that said on Gal Yisrael, Misha Anas Avram Bahara Maria, Hu Yana Eschem, he will answer you, Vishma Vakot Aschem Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Yisrael, and what's the gears there? Min Olam Vara Olam, okay. Now, Behein Om Machrov, right, and then you'd say the second bracha of Zocher Neshkachos, which is the second bracha. Now, that's the Bishlam Yisrael, period. Then you have like the second bracha, Zocher Neshkachos, Vahim HaMach Rabok Shem Chavad, Vachazim HaMach Rabok Shem Chavad, Hariyu Tikka Hariyu, that's by the second bracha, which is the first of the six, Hariyu Akonem Bnei Aaron Hariyu, and so on and so forth. And they would answer, and then the Shamas would also repeat Mishana and Asavram Vino. And it's in the base of Migdash, not of Ravina, this is Mishana as Havosainu, the second Mishana that was repeated by the Shamas after the Shliach Tzibur. Bechem b'chol bracha bracha, and then the same for each and every bracha. B'achasom b'tiku b'achasom b'hariyu. And one he says, tiku, that says tariyu, so he says, tkiya trua, tkiya tiyan, so far. Achigam is coming until you finish all of them. V'kach yinig Rav Chalafta b'tzibur, we mentioned this the other day, and the same Rav Chalafta in the city of Tzipori and Rav Chananya ben Tridin in the city of Sichni did it the same way. U'kshabo d'vel chachamim, this came for the chachamim, Amula, they said, lo ha'yinogam ken el b'shar mizuch v'ar b'ayis. The only time we said Baruch Shem is only in the base of Mikdash. As you shouldn't have done it here. In the Gvulin, we just say Amen, we don't say Baruch Shem Shulam. So the difference is that in the base of Mikdash, the bracha was said differently also, because the Shlich Tzibur's bracha was Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam v'ara olam. And then he ended up Baruch Shem Gal Yisrael, Baruch Shem Zocher Neshkachos. And the answer in the base of Mikdash was Baruch Shem Shulam and not Amen. And the third difference was that in the base of Mikdash, the Shamas would repeat the Mishana afterwards. After the brachas and after the tkiyas, he would repeat the same thing, Mishana. Maybe for those of you. What? That was later added on. I mean, see, you say Hashem's name. You hear Baruch Hashem, see, it's Baruch Hashem. In other words,
that's closer to Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus.
Nah, it's not, that's, Omen, yeah, no. But that's not answering on the bracha. That's just on Hashem's name.
Right.
You hear Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Right, that's good. That's different because of the hefsik. But that's a separate thing. That's nothing to do with the Shemin Esrei. Whenever you say Baruch Atah Hashem, you say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. It's not related really to Shemin Esrei, or you know, it's whenever you hear if you're not being Yotze, you just hear somebody say Baruch Atah Hashem. You say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. You know, If you're not davening, let's say, it's a hefsek, so even in Kriya Shema, like by Yotzer Amoris and Baruch Shema Yisrael V'Avo, or Yotzer Yosu, you don't say because it's a hefsek. But let's say you davened already, you just come into shul, you know, you came for the kiddush or something, for the boys' bar mitzvah, and you come in, the guy saying Yotzer, or you could answer also Baruch Hashem, or brachas and chutzlitz. You know this thing called brachas? We don't do it. Hashem
has not sat here. Don't do it anymore.
Right. But if you in chutzlitz, when
anybody
you say
brachas?
Right. But you remember chutzlitz when you said brachas, the chazan, for the chazan says brachas, right? They do it in many kilos here too.
You
say brachas b'shma. It's nothing to do with shminas, right? It's in Hashem's name. You say brachas b'shma. All right. The Ista Amri. Some say that this is not a Gemara, but it's a Brice. It's brought us a Brice. The Brice is going to basically bring the same thing in all of the second Brice like it to Ketatanya. Omer Lefnayan, Esam Rabbis, you say 24 Brachas, Shemot Esrei, the usual thing, Shabbat Yom. Umasvalin, Ochesh, you add the other six. But Osun, Shei, Sheikhim, where do you say them? Bein Goel, Rofe, between Goel and Rofe. Rofe, Cholem, Yisrael. Umar, Gula, and again, we add on in Gula. This Brice is basically saying the same thing that we've learned already in the Mishnah and the Gemara, combination of the Gemara and the Mishnah. Marach, Gula, you add on the Brach of Goel, Yisrael. Behenor, Afrav, Amen, that's in the Gvulin. I'll call Brach. You know again, big fool enough. Mikdash, Hayom Brach Shem Yisrael, and all about Om. That was Brach Brach Yisrael. Velo Yon Rachav Amen. Bekach Chachamel, if you share no Amen, if you don't answer Amen, the base Mikdash. Menayin Shem Yisrael, how do you know? Shem Yisrael, the same Pasuk. Kumu Baruch Hashem Kol Yisrael Menalim Bar Olam Bivaruch Hashem Kol Yedechom Merom Al Kol Bracha Tila Al Kol Bracha Bracha Tein Lati Give the Bracha the Tein the Tila Baruch Hashem Kol Salat on each and every Bracha Tan Rabbanim Al Rishon Yisrael Baruch Hashem Kol Yisrael Menalim Bar Olam Baruch Kol Yisrael. And they answer Amen, and they answer Vehinu Achav Baruch Shem Soled. Those brachas. The Chazan Hakneses, the Shamas, Omer Tiku Karnim Tiku. The Chozer for Omer, and then again the Shamas repeats Misha Aras Avram Avinu. He repeats what the Shliach Tzibur said in the base of Mikdash. Marmiya Huyane Eschem Yashma Mekolz Eschem Ayom Azeh. Takes out this Valashni on the second bracha. Who am I showing? Guys, from another world. Brachos are chanish kachos. As we said, that's how you end off. Ben Achav Brachos Shlovei. They answer Shlovei. The Chazan Knesset again repeats. He says first. He says Hariyu Ben Aaron Hariyu. Right. He says Va'omer and then he says the Chazan says that the Shama says Misha and so saying all Yamsa repeats the second. It's mafarit a little bit more. But again, there's three differences in the base of Mikdash. Number one, you say Brachos Shlovei instead of Amen. No, and the Shliach Tzibur says his bracha slightly differently. And number two, the Shama says Tkia Trua. He says blow a shofar to Tkia or Trua. And the third thing is that the Shama also repeats the Misha Ana after each one. And that's how you do it there. So when he says all the brachas, we presume he means the seven brachas. And it's in the base of Mikdash, it's true. Yeah, I said brach shem salat on each and every one, right? But the seven are the ones that apparently that he added on the tkiyas and the mishana. Rav Yudah says he didn't say zechronot and shofaros, but he brings down two other pesukim from Tanakh that you say instead. Zechronot and shofaros only said el Rosh Hashanah ubi yovos v'shas mechama. Because Rosh Hashanah and Yovel, because it says there. Remember, it says why do you say zechronot? That you should say zechronot so I should remember the good things of your ancestors. Like say kiru lefani zechronot. Hashem says, say zechronot in front of Rosh Hashanah so I should remember some good about your ancestors and I will bless you with good. And also, Mshas Muhammad, when they got to war, also he mentions Chavrashas, and the Rashi, or the Pirush Rashi that we have here, says he does not quite sure where that came from. Where we get this idea that the brachos and the psukim of Malchus and Zechronos and Shofros, that they're said Mshas Muhammad, that's not clear where that originated from. But that's what Gemara says. You only say Hiels, you only say Ron Rashani, you love Mshas Muhammad. So he says, you don't say Zechronos and Shofros here, therefore you say this other two psukim, and therefore presumably the brachos ending would be different also. You don't say Zechronos ends off for Zechronos. If you're not saying Zechronos, the bracha would just end off with Me'ein that pasuk, like we said, from either Mamakim or whatever the pasuk was. In the case of Rav Yudah, he adds the two psukim of Rav Kiyabaretz, right? In terms of El Omer, Rav Kiyabaretz, Dever Kiyabaretz, and Shared Barashal Meir. The Mishnah is not Mefaret. What Rav Yudah, what the words are that Rav Yudah would use for the ending of the brachas, the Mishnah doesn't tell us that. All right, tomorrow Mitzvah will start at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow davening, we're davening at 7:40 because it's Rosh Chodesh. We'll daven a little early, two Svarim, etc. So we'll try to start at 7:40 davening. Shabbat Shalom.